This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy, hour four, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. LA Live in 40. Here's the Chief with a very busy edition of Football's Finest.
Yeah, I mean, it started yesterday. It was the rare Football Sunday in March. Deals were getting done in a rapid way. You had trades, DK Metcalf going to the Steelers. And today, the official tampering period was allowed, so teams are now signing players or at least agreeing to deals with players from other teams. And today, I mean, it's used to be free agency was like a five-day deal. Feels like this by this time tomorrow, all the teams will have pretty much cleaned up.
You're looking like you're in tier four and five already.
Yeah, you're already approaching that. Absolutely, Walchuk. The Cowboys, of course, have done virtually nothing other than the traditional day one of free agency, bring back the long snapper.
Marquise Bell.
Congrats to him. But otherwise, it's just the Cowboys sitting around watching other teams make deals. The latest deal to get done is actually a trade. The Eagles trading quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Browns for their backup quarterback, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and a fifth-round pick. So the Eagles get a little something there for Kenny Pickett, and how funny would it be if the Browns, if that's the Browns' plan at quarterback for this year, if the Browns are just, we're going to do the Kenny Pickett thing, we're not going to take a guy, we're not going to trade up for Cam Ward or take one of these guys at number two, we're just going to go ahead and rock and roll with Kenny Pickett. That's where the Browns are finding themselves right now. We'll see what they do from a draft standpoint, but that is pretty hilarious. And the Eagles find a way to get something. They get a fifth-round pick for Kenny Pickett. I would take that 10 times out of 10. He looked awful. I mean, how bad did he look in that game when he had to come in for Jalen Hurts and play against the Cowboys? He looked terrible. The ball threw him on one of those plays, remember? One of the worst passing attempts we've ever seen in the history of football being played at any level.
It shouldn't be possible for any quarterback with that roster to look beatable, but he managed to on that day.
Yeah, and that's where they are with the quarterback position. Yesterday, the Browns did get the extension with Myles Garrett, $40 million per year. Totally resetting the non-quarterback market there. And, of course, the implications on the Cowboys and Micah, that price just went up. But Myles Garrett, who was acting like he wanted to go to a winning team, and I'm sure he did, and then they approached him with a record-setting deal, and he was like, you know what? Winning 5-6 games a year ain't all that bad.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and sign that thing. So Myles Garrett gets the fatty boomba to remain in Cleveland. Here he was. This is definitely not the fake Myles Garrett after signing the extension yesterday.
The Browns said if they traded me, it would be to the worst team in the NFL, but I already play for Cleveland, so I don't know how they could trade me to themselves. I do believe Cleveland can contend for a championship, and when I say championship, I mean a CFL championship. The only Super Bowl I'll be winning is in Madden. All I know is that I trust this organization to draft a generational QB and absolutely squander his talents and ruin his career. I look at this new contract as compensation for having to live in Cleveland, where Cracker Barrel is considered fine dining, and all the women look like they work at gas stations. With this new contract, I'm committed to the Browns, and I'm also committed to losing for the rest of my career.
I respect the honesty there and the transparency. That was a money deal.
It was such a 180. I do wonder if he and his agent and the team got together and said, listen, trading you right now is, for whatever reason, tough. Can we do a deal and look at trading you down the road? Maybe at the deadline this year or next offseason, but you want to get your money. We want to get value from you. Right now, this is the best way for both those things to happen. Yeah, maybe that's the case.
I mean, that sounds crazy. You'd think it'd be harder to trade him?
Without looking at the contract, I wonder what those charges
are. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was just a money play for him. It really was.
Whole time he was just trying to get more money?
I think so.
When you're getting $40 million a year, I mean, he definitely set the bar for what these guys are now getting paid. I mean, maybe they just made him an offer. He's like, you know what? At least I'm going to be rich, and my grandchildren are going to be rich, and I'm just whatever.
Nobody that wants to give $40 million to a player and also give up multiple ones.
Yeah.
You know, but after we pay off a huge portion of this signing bonus and the first year of the contract, then teams are going to look at you like, well, we're getting a little bit of a discount on the contract here. Now we can give up the picks that we want. It's part of a rebuilding deal for us anyway. So let us eat a big portion of this contract. Then other teams will want you.
That could make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you almost think that an in-season trade can garner more in the way of assets because teams are more desperate in the middle of the season when they feel like, oh, we can actually win right now. And maybe they had an injury to an edge player. Let's go get the best guy. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen for them this year. But, you know, that type of situation.
The good news is, though, the Eagles and the Commanders are both not going to be having Myles Garrett on their team this year.
That's the big win.
That was 100% on
Massive.
The table had that deal not gotten worked out with Garrett and the Browns. So that's a huge win.
I mean, the Eagles are not
squint to find them right now for the Cowboys.
The Eagles are trending towards being not as good as they were last year. First 24 hours.
They lose Milton Williams and they lose Josh Sweat.
They don't get Myles Garrett.
Maybe they end up making a move for Trey Hendrickson. But yeah, I mean, they certainly have not gotten better at this point. They haven't brought in any talent to speak of yet. So we will see how that ends up shaking out for the Eagles. The Commanders, I don't know what they're doing with the Javon Kinlaw stuff, moving on from Jonathan Allen and then giving pretty good money to a guy who has not been very good or healthy in his career in Javon Kinlaw. So that's an interesting one. But the Commanders trading for Laremy Tunsil today. He's one of the better left tackles in the sport. Not sure what the Texans are trying to do here other than save money. They don't have anything in the way of an offensive line to speak of. The only positive on their offensive line was Laremy Tunsil, and now they trade him to the Commanders. So the Texans now, I mean, if I was a Texans fan, I would be scrambling trying to figure out what it is that our plan is here. And CJ Stroud has to be a little bit like, what's going on, dude? Are we going to be protecting me here at all? Because that offensive line is so bad, and this is not a great O-line draft. So
yeah, this is the time where
you're supposed to be going all in. Yes, yeah. Your quarterback's still cheap. This is where, I mean, the Commanders are doing exactly what you should be doing, which is just investing at every turn to protect your quarterback who's on a rookie deal right now. So Laremy Tunsil now in the division. The only thing I really heard in terms of frustrations about his play is just the false start stuff that he had as of late with the Texans. But that's an immediate upgrade right there, protecting the blind side of Jaden Daniels. Now, two names that the Cowboys were connected to some extent today, at least according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, were Charvarius Ward, corner for the Niners. He has now signed, and he is off the market. Now, he goes to the Colts. He's going to get like $20 million a year. Cowboys.
It's a big contract.
They would have never done that.
Good for the Colts. I mean, the Colts secondary is getting a lot better today.
Who else did the Colts get today from a secondary standpoint?
Oh, my gosh. They signed another corner. Gosh, let me go look.
Well, good for them. The Cowboys have also been tied to former Niners linebacker Dre Greenlaw.
Fingers crossed that happens.
That is a guy who, I mean, just watch Cowboys versus Niners over the last few years, and he is an absolute menace. Now, he only played a couple of games last year because he was off the Super Bowl Achilles issue from the year before. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, it's Broncos, Titans, Texans, Cowboys, Dolphins, all the teams that are interested in him. But I don't think he's going to be breaking the bank. He's got plenty of suitors, so maybe the number gets closer to $10 million per year. Mm-hmm. We've seen some linebackers get that, but probably anywhere from $7 to $10 million per year he could be had. And that would be an immediate upgrade for the Cowboys. That would be that should be really a no-brainer move.
I hit an old pin on the money. I mean, I would have loved both of these guys. You need a corner. You need a linebacker. So we'll see with Greenlaw. Cam Bynum, the safety, went from Minnesota to Indy, and now they've got a corner in Ward. So fill in two big needs there at safety and cornerback.
I would not get my hopes up on Dre Greenlaw, though, just because the Cowboys always draw a hard line in the sand on what they're willing to pay. And I think he's got probably five teams interested in him. So some team will be willing to go at least a few more dollars more than what the Cowboys will. So I would not be expecting Dre Greenlaw at all. And all these linebackers are just flying off. I mean, most of them re-sign with their teams. But then a guy like Robert Spillane, if you're going to start
a good contract,
listing out some deals that you're looking at going, hey, even grading on the Cowboy curve of not breaking the bank, that's a reasonable deal that you wish the Cowboys would have done. Spillane going from the Vegas Raiders to now reuniting with Mike Vrabel in New England. That would have been an awesome signing for the Cowboys. He didn't get a huge deal. And then there's some defensive tackles that have been paid today, small money that the Cowboys probably should have been on. Sebastian Joseph Day back with the Titans, $5 million guaranteed on a one-year deal. They should have been in play for that.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown III, not a household name. He goes from the Rams now to the Panthers, 3 years, $21 million. And that's a guy that is a heck of a run defender.
Yeah,
and
those are the kind of deals that the Cowboys need to be in on.
Yes, those are the you're not breaking the bank for that guy, but he is an upper echelon run defender. He's like 330 pounds. He would have been your starter next to Osa immediately. And again, he wasn't a huge contract dude.
Now we're at this point where this has been going on for a decade. And, you know, so you want to maybe get so frustrated that you feel a rant starting to bubble up. Well, Chuck, I've seen that look in your eye a couple of times. And Heggy had a great rant earlier today. I was driving in and he was just on fire about how we can't trust that these Cowboys are trying to do the right thing. Yeah. But I think that you've hit that fatigue spot, right? Where now you're like, you know what? I can't get. And, you know, as soon as you do that, the tweets and texts are going to be like, well, what'd you expect? These guys are never going to do anything, and you're going to look back at that and say, you know what, you're right. What did I expect? Why am I going on this rant right now about what the Cowboys haven't done for the 12th year in a row? You know, it's just, this is the time where this idea has to ferment and be something meaningfully different for the Cowboys to actually pivot, because we've been talking about this now for a couple of years. Are Cowboys fans actually going to follow through on this? I think this is a huge offseason because the Cowboys are looking at you in your eye and calling your bluff. They're saying, BS, we are still going to own this town, own this entire country when it comes to, you know, sports watching patterns.
Right.
They don't
right.
think it matters.
Yeah, like we'll still be talked about and we'll still have butts in the seats at AT&T Stadium, even if they're not Cowboys fans. The road fans will show up in a big way, and the viewership numbers on television will still be through the roof, and ESPN will still be talking about us 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So in their minds, it'll be fine. The only thing other than just hearing the fan frustration and hearing a lot of anecdotal stories about how, Joe Schmo has punted on the Cowboys, raising his hand or texting and saying, I'm out on this team, and then the training camp factor of fans not really showing up the same way that we had seen for forever in Oxnard. Those are the only things that you've really seen. Otherwise, the viewership stuff this year was through the roof, and Cowboys still get talked about at a extremely rapid rate from a national standpoint.
I mean, they played terribly for half the season. Dak gets hurt. Cooper Rush is in there, and their ratings were maybe down 10%.
Oh, it's like Cooper Rush versus a Joe Burrow sub-500 team. They're still breaking a Week 13 Monday Night Football records.
Yeah.
No, I get all that.
And you lose Jordan Lewis now. Like, that is an emergency code red situation in the secondary. And with all of the holes that they have, I mean, it was.
They can't just say, oh, the draft will fix it. That's not the. I mean, last year they went the draft route. Jerry even says, maybe I bit off more than I could chew by starting two rookies on the offensive line. If you want the draft to solve all your problems, that's fine. Be prepared for them to take their rookie lumps. Be prepared for Kalen Carson when he's got to play to maybe not look so good. Don't bury the kid then and be like, it's your own damn fault. It's your fault why you're in this situation. You can be a great drafting team. The draft is not going to plug all your holes for you. And you're putting so much pressure to make sure you have a home run draft to where when you don't, which maybe your draft 2 years ago is not looking so hot. Maybe your draft last year, maybe guy never hits for you. When you miss like that, it's now setting your organization back multiple years. It's not like, guys, you've got to go out and pay $30 million a year for some of these players. But even today, you're seeing some of the tier three, tier four players get signed. And you're standing by and not doing anything to replenish your roster in any way.
Yeah,
it's not the way to go about it. And they can think that they're smarter than anybody. But then when you end up getting into these deals with Micah Parsons and you got to pay him and you wait to the 11th hour because deadlines make deals and you pay him now $50 million a year or wherever the hell the market is then. And you don't have any money because you got to pay Deron Bland. Deron Bland, now what's he going to want? You just got $25 million for J.C. Horn. That market's going up for you. So their way of doing stuff, it's just so bizarre how they wait to pay their own, but they want to pay their own, but then you're going to pay your guys max, unless you get one awesome dude, Nosa, who says, like, cool, man, I'm fine with 20 mil. That's fine. That's one guy. And honestly, Osa probably looks a little foolish for doing that.
Yeah.
Definitely. The NFLPA is not happy with
it. It's tough.
Especially not with what some of these other players have gotten, players that are far worse than what he ever is.
Yeah, so. Cowboys are just fortunate that they had a guy in Osa who just really didn't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
He knew. It wasn't like, oh, I don't know what I could get on the open market. He knew he was going to be able to get $25, $26 million a year, the same thing that Milton Williams just got. And he, for himself, just decided, no, I want to be a Cowboy. And almost no other players are doing something like that, leaving $5 million per year on the table just because they want to stick around with you.
I guess Chris Godwin did the same thing with Tampa Bay. But those players are very few and far between. And I feel for a CeeDee Lamb who's restructuring his deal. And I get it. He's still going to get his money. But he's doing this stuff to try and create room to help the team. The team's never going to reward you with this if you're a Cowboys player. That's what they're basically showing you. Like, go ahead, give me some extra money. They've got $40-plus million to work with. What are they going to do with that? Simply just re-sign Deron Bland? I don't believe they're going to re-sign Micah Parsons. Doesn't sound like there's any real fire there to get that deal done. Why not wait another year or two? Hell, tag him. Go tag him. Let that price go up and up and up. Just watching them the way that it works, like, I'd love to give them the benefit of the doubt, but they've lost that.
Yeah, and then now we're still on Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson watch. What's going to happen there? It looks like the Steelers and the Giants are both just waiting to hear what Aaron Rodgers is going to want to do. Is he going to be a Steeler, throw to Pickens and Metcalf, or is he going to stick around in the greater New York area and hang with the Giants? You did have Giants legend Amani Toomer say on ESPN Radio, I've seen enough of Joe Shane, the general manager there, and he says that players around the league are avoiding the Giants in free agency because of him. They see a sinking ship. So we'll see if Aaron Rodgers feels the same way. They did sign Paulson Adebo, one of the better man-to-man corners that was available in free agency today. They gave him a nice little contract there. But otherwise, man, I just would love to see the Giants and Aaron Rodgers go on.
I think we're
going to
get
together.
It. You know, I think everything football-wise makes sense that he would go to Pittsburgh, but I don't think he wants to move. I don't think he wants to go to a blue-collar town now that he's in New York City, where he's
put
down roots.
He's in a blue-collar town for a long time of his life.
He was, you know.
No, I'm just saying that you're probably right why he didn't want to do it.
I mean, I think that, you know, on top of that, the coaching staff is a lame duck coaching staff now with New York.
I don't know who's dumber in that scenario. Aaron Rodgers choosing the Giants or the Giants choosing Aaron Rodgers?
That's probably a question we'll be able to ponder all season long. But I don't know. Maybe he'll surprise me and go to Pittsburgh. It's time to hit the expressway. We go commercial free to the top. LA Live at 5:40. Everything that's been breaking throughout the day. And your Dallas Stars, Dallas Mavericks, Texas Rangers stories as well. That's all coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Through the fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time to hit the expressway. We're going commercial free all the way to the top, which we do every night at this time here on the Fan. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The expressway is presented by the on-time experts. It's college basketball season. You got it on TV everywhere. And you don't have Texas Rangers on today because they have a day off. We are halfway through spring training now, just to give you a gauge there. End of the month, we're going to be doing baseball coming up March 27th. And we would never cheer for injuries to our rivals, you know, being upstanding citizens that we are. There is a very interesting piece of news that's going to make it more likely the Rangers can win the division, but we take no joy in reporting. It's just the facts. Their injuries are part of sports, and Gerrit Cole is now officially out for the year. So that's going to hurt for the Yankees and their fans. They're having that moment right now where you have to think, do we still have enough to make a run at it? Probably not if you're the Yankees, considering how the Dodgers just pantsed you in front of the entire baseball world in the fall, Woolchuck.
Yeah, if you look at their rotation right now, Max Fried, who they brought in, is their ace. Carlos Rodon, who's really been up and down. Marcus Stroman, can they get another good year from him? Clark Schmidt and now Will Warren. And if they have any more injuries to that rotation, they are in some deep, deep trouble.
Yeah.
So maybe they end up looking at the trade deadline, the trade market. Can they try and get a Dylan Cease out of San Diego? Can they go for a Sandy Alcantara? It's the Yankees. You know they're going to end up trying, but this is huge. And when we're looking at our Texas Rangers being contenders in the American League, this is a big-time domino. When you lose a guy in Gerrit Cole who helped propel you to a World Series run last year, since 2018, this guy's got the most wins in Major League Baseball, the most Ks in Major League Baseball, and he's top four in ERA, most innings pitched, and whip. He's been one of the most dominant arms in the sport. I wish him well. Get healthy soon. But this is huge in terms of, hey, the competition in the American League. I know the rest of the AL East didn't feel sorry for the Yankees from a Rangers lens. I can't feel too sorry for you either. Jacob DeGrom, please stay healthy because it is there for the taking, yeah, Texas Rangers.
Yeah. You know, more than ever, pitching is about luck and how lucky you can be that your guys are healthy this year. And we know there's going to be Tommy Johns all across baseball. It's just part of the new reality with the leverage they're putting and the spin rates they're trying to get and all that. And you just hope that you have a year where your important pitchers aren't having their Tommy John years.
Our city deserves some health.
They do.
In our sports teams.
We're due.
We're due.
And, you know, Chris Young is the kind of guy that takes championships by the scruff of the neck and just brings them over to DFW. You know, others sit back and hope and think that, you know, championships are tough, so don't be too tough on yourself. Okay, except the Yankees aren't in the division. Oh, Dawson. Oh, did I say division? Yeah, I meant, obviously, the American League.
American League.
Okay, Dallas Stars got a 4-1 win against Vancouver yesterday after losing 5-4 to Edmonton in overtime. But, you know, the games themselves, once again, taking the backseat to standing by for injury news. Roope Hintz hit in the face, had to go to the hospital. So I guess looking for second opinions, there can be a big range when you get hit in the face by one of these pucks on how long you're going to be out. Zach, do we know anything yet?
Haven't heard any new updates since we started the show. So I think he's still going to try and get a second opinion. Just suffered that injury to his face. And, I mean, the vision and everything seems to be good. I guess it'll just be like, hey, how long does this end up, you know, keeping you out? Mason Marchment missed some time. But hopefully this isn't one where it's like you got to have surgery or something. If it's not, then I think you just wear a mask. And these hockey players, they're built different, dude.
Yeah.
They'll go out there and they'll play.
You got to be kidding me. Like, okay, so five Dallas Stars have been injured by pucks to the face. Chief, if I'm on that team, I'm looking for some sort of a mask. You know, maybe get me a little doohickey thing down there to the side. Or, you know, I don't need to have my vision obstructed, but I think maybe a little bit more protection might be in order.
Yes, yeah. It almost needs to be a bit of a mandate here. I mean, we have been a magnet. Our faces have been a magnet for pucks.
Yeah.
This is not, I mean, can you imagine if that's the thing that derails you in the postseason because you got too many pucks to the face? Let's go ahead and nip this in the bud right now. And Roope Hintz, for as well as he's been playing too, I mean, goodness gracious, since the Four Nations, he leads the NHL in points. He's been on an absolute tear.
He was just the player of the week in the NHL. He's been brilliant.
Quite a playmaker. It is at least well-timed in that they have a break all week long. They don't have to play. Yeah. Next game is coming up Friday against Winnipeg.
That's huge.
That's huge. Winnipeg took an L yesterday, too.
They did.
Yep.
Screw you, Winnipeg.
They've been. Winnipeg's had a couple of games where they've struggled here, and Dallas has done a pretty good job of making up some ground there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're 6 points back now. Yeah, I got a little bit of the hiccups here, gentlemen. So
you're right. I thought you might have been fighting through eating burps or something, but that's no joke.
No, that's your run-of-the-mill case of hiccups. Morning News has three reasons to hop on the Stars bandwagon. I've been beating the drum. Can we pull this off at 877-881-1053? Leah Asimakopoulos has three reasons. Number one, Stars just traded for one of the game's best players. Novel concept. You're really good. You want to win a championship. Let's add one of the best players in the league instead of give him away. Stars are a top three team, even without two of their three best. Haskinen and Sagan both out with injuries. They've been dominating. Is Sagan still that good? Is he still considered one of the Stars' best players?
He was having a good start to the season, but now I think that he's probably dropped down. And if you were power ranking your best Dallas Stars, he's fringe top five.
And then an exciting Central Division. Two of the top three teams in the league inside this division. Winnipeg currently in first place. Four other teams vying for a playoff spot, though. So a lot of meaningful, intense hockey coming up. You know, I think, though, this is what you want to do, especially if you're in an abusive relationship, a toxic relationship with the other teams, Brian.
Yeah, jump on if you, you know, I'm sure the Stars fans don't want you jumping on that bandwagon with them. That's a very...
Oh, Stars fans, you can't be doing that tonight, are you?
That's a very protective fan
base. Do you think Stars fans don't want other team, Mavs fans to come on over?
They shouldn't, man. Grow the sport. It's good for
them. No, grow the sport, I totally agree, but that is a very protective group, and I mean that in no disrespect. They do not want you to...
They'll look down at you if you don't know something. You mispronounce a name here and there. It is
you don't know what offsides
is? It's a weird bit. But if people want to come over and learn hockey, which is an amazing sport, and I'd argue maybe the best sport to go watch live, like live
no
watching.
Question. No question.
And it's incredible. So don't... You know, don't be snobs about that. Come on,
son. Some hockey snobs.
Don't be hockey snobs.
Yeah, there are. And you know, it's tough when you start to get the run of the mill, you know, fan around.
Oh, they very well understand.
Help them out, educate them.
Fair weather fans.
They very well understand when you show up at a AAC and your tag's still hanging off your sweater there.
Yeah.
That you bought, like, you know, before you came to the game.
Yeah.
They know you. They know.
Well, a lot of them, they're loyal season ticket holders.
Oh, sure.
So like, and I respect that. Dan sold his tickets. Who are these two idiots here tonight?
I totally, yeah, like, yeah, they're asking. They're always like, how'd you get these seats? Mm. You know, they're that crowd.
They're watchdogging.
Yeah, they're watchdogging. But, good for them. They're pulling for a team that's getting it done. That's all that matters right now.
Okay. 214 says, I have zero faith in the Mavs and Cowboys and will now be endorsing Stars full time. Whose jersey should I get?
There you go. Right there. Just
Big Wyatt Johnson.
There's a lot of jerseys I would be happy to own.
I would go on eBay and like get an old, like Darian Hatcher jersey, like, and wear that like you've been a fan forever.
Dude, the old school Darian Hatcher.
Yeah, don't
winning the Cup 99 jersy. That thing
Joe
is
Joe Newendike.
I like a good retro sweater.
Madonna, yeah, just always classic.
Break out an old jersey, you know, so everybody thinks you're been a fan for
there
a long
you go.
Time.
Get Brendan Morrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the C on the chest.
You do. You got it, right?
Mavs game night. A lot going on there. Bobby Belt linking to a story here in the paper. Business down 15-20% for the Mavs games on game night. These are the businesses around the AAC. Yeah. The impact the Luka trade is having on local businesses. So that stinks. You know, these people were expecting, as I know I was, you know, as somebody that loves to talk about the NBA on radio, the segments are getting slashed here, Brian.
Yeah.
That's what Nico has done to not only the local sports community, but the local business community.
He's bleeping with our economy, dude.
Yeah, that's
gone too far.
Yeah, it's gone too far.
Okay. It's going to be really interesting to see some of these tolls on how much it's going to be in lost revenue for the organization, lost opportunity. I don't know if they can get the votes that they would need in Austin anymore. Like, how could you be an elected official and vote for anything Patrick Dumont brings as far as legislation? You might have just, you know, looked at an opportunity to get sports gambling in the state passed.
Yeah, but money talks, right? Miles Garrett on it and just money whip those decision makers.
Has to be traded and then get a new casino. There you go.
So they're going
to
take on the Spurs tonight and Wednesday. Actually, big games for draft pick reasons. I think you're a game and a half ahead of Phoenix, still holding down that 10 spot. Top 25 college basketball. Duke ended Auburn's 8-week stay at number one in the AP Top 25. Tigers drop to third behind Houston. Houston's in the two hole there. Blue Devils take advantage of back-to-back losses by Auburn, and they're sitting in the number one spot for the first time since Coach K's farewell season. Aggies jump back to 14, and you have Texas Tech at 9. I know we're ready for the conference championship tournaments and full speed ahead.
They've seen, I was kind of just going through some of the basketball teams because, looking, you know, we have to get a bracket here together in a little bit, and there's some folks that believe that Texas Tech has a Final Four team.
Well, they absolutely do. They got a shot. Yeah, they got one of the best players in the country in Toppin.
Okay. Well, then if that's the case, I was just curious. I was like, man, somebody just picked these guys to make a run.
Grant McCaslin, one of the best coaches in the country.
That guy came from North Texas.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a lot of good players out there right now in state, you know, on both sides, men and women. NFL free agency is off and running, and all we can do is hope that at some point they change their team building philosophy. But for now, it's time to say goodbye to another guy who was gave you 9 good seasons. Jordan Lewis has gone to the Jacksonville Jaguars, 3 years and $30 million. He becomes the top paid slot corner of all time. It's interesting they don't get more. I would like to stop down for that because that slot corner ain't easy. But he's going to be the top paid everyone. I mean, what's that do to corner, though? That's got to be the number one need, isn't it?
Oh, it's, you know, Gavin, even if they were to sign Jordan Lewis, I know we've talked about it here on this show when in the draft, and Zachy knew, and I tweeted the other day, just those needs have not changed for me. And I don't know what order you want to put them in. Put them whatever order you want. Wide receiver, running back, you could put in defensive line, and you could put in corner. Yeah. You know, defensive tackle if you want.
Right, that's now, you don't have starters at corner. Yeah, you don't have anybody.
That's what I'm saying. You, the cornerback was always, And Eric, I think you brought it up on one of our shows you talk about.
Yeah.
You know, or it might have been Love of the Star.
Yes.
You asked me, like, hey, bro, where's corner in your mix of things? And you start to kind of really walk it through, and you're like, they don't have any. So corner, even if they signed Jordan Lewis, was going to be something that I was going to absolutely consider. And you might consider it at 12.
Yeah, I think you have to. Hopefully they bring in a veteran here at some point over the course of free agency, because you need bodies at the very least. But yeah, this might be a double dipping situation at corner when it comes to the draft, because you can't depend on anybody right now other than Deron Bland. So it's crazy.
I mean, this is. Yeah, it is. It is. And it's tough that you're in the situation you are with Diggs and that injury. But if you would hit on a corner at 12 and had that player, Deron Bland and Trayvon Diggs, if you could get to midseason next year and get hold, that could turn into an absolute strength of the team.
Yeah, the thing with Diggs, though, is he has to be better than he rehabbed last year. He can't go through the same type of rehab he had. And then, you know, he's not getting any kind of work in training camp and all that. I mean, he's got to be ready to go. But this is going to be pretty extensive one. But yeah, if he doesn't show up at all this year, then man, I mean, that just continues to be one of those you have to scratch your head about.
Okay, so you have that story, Jordan Lewis going to the Jags. You have Josh Allen coming in, big one over the weekend, hitting at $55 million less APY. Than Dak Prescott. I think that has got to be the big story. I would expect the national media to be tearing into that, and it's not to bring down Dak as a quarterback, that he doesn't deserve it. You deserve whatever you can manage to negotiate. I think the big blinking light on this story is how bad of a job the Cowboys are doing at valuing their own players.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I don't even know how you could defend this. If it would have been my department, I would assume heads are going to roll, you know, but the ultimate decision maker is the Joneses. So I guess they escape accountability on this.
You just look at this roster right now. And even if you're overpaying for some of these free agents, like, you need to. I mean, we're talking about corner. How can you line up and play? Because right now it's Deron Bland and Kalen Carson. Those are going to be your guys. You have a linebacker. Who's healthy? Marist?
Yeah.
That's it. Overshone's hurt.
Yeah, Clark.
Devon Clark, you're not counting on.
Not counting on him at all.
Eric Kendricks is a free agent. At defensive line, what are you doing? DeMarcus Lawrence is a free agent. Chauncey Golston's a free agent. Those guys aren't on your roster right now. So you got Micah, you got Osa, you got Mozzie. You've got Sam Williams coming back off of injury. Like, is corner our biggest need? Who's starting at end for you? Mozzie and Osa, somebody gets hurt, who's playing defensive tackle? At corner, you got needs. At wide receiver, too, I guess we can line up and play. But boy, man, we are really counting on Jonathan Mingo and Jalen Tolbert.
Well,
right?
Schefter's on right now saying the Rams are just going to end up probably releasing on March 12th.
Okay, Cooper Kupp.
So that'll be another guy but that we won't get, just, but he's out
it's
there.
It's a laundry list of like big-time needs. Like, you still don't have a running back right now. Rico's a free agent.
Yeah.
And Samaje Perine's out here getting decent money. Like, Rico Dowdle's market. Is that going to end up being more than you're willing to pay? Like, you can
Jones
nickel and dime.
Well, Jones got $10 million a year, right?
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
So you can nickel and dime, and I don't want to play good, great money. If you think you are a contending team, which they say they do.
They're not.
They don't actually mean it when they say it, I guess.
Zach, you know that. You're with
well,
your
then
heart.
They shouldn't have paid their quarterback. They shouldn't have paid their receiver.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's
but they did.
Very fair.
So their
very
entire fair. Team building way just, like, makes no sense
very
at
fair.
All.
They're not. They're a team. That is should not be talking about championships or Super Bowls or anything like that. They shouldn't even be talking about the division right now.
Well, they're acting like they're close, aren't they?
No, but
with their lack of signs.
But
that's what's weird.
Yeah. But, that, yeah. but you can't, you honestly, you can, I don't know how you look at this team, and I think Zach did a very nice job of kind of spelling things out. You are not as good as the teams even in your own division.
The roster's bad right now. Like, they need so much work. They need so much help all over, like, their entire defense. Safety's the only one that's got any depth.
It's the entire defense. It's hilarious.
Well, congrats to Jordan Lewis. He got out. And as low a chance the Jags have of winning a Super Bowl, at least they're higher than the Cowboys.
It's got time paid.
To go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. live.
Still pretty kind of bad news right there, Broadus.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, still kind of.
I was trying to. I knew when I said it, I'm like, gosh, I looked up the clock. And I said, that just went right into Lucius's segment.
Yeah, man.
I owe you lunch Friday, my friend. I'll take care of that.
I tried, Lucius.
I love you. I'm sorry.
I did.
All right, man, let's get into a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right into the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time to smoke.
Fire up this funk. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Yeah.
Everybody get high.
Lucius, we love you, bro. 5:45 to 6 p.m. That's my jam. I try to leave work on time just to hear you. That is my entertainment for the afternoon. You keep me high. You keep me happy. Keep me in the pimp cup, dude. Live updates every day. I love it.
There you go.
Hey, shout out to you, Reggie. I appreciate that, dog. And appreciate that Tolo for that love, man. It is LA Live on Monday, March 10th, 2025. It is a Monday Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for that name, Monday Friday. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Tis the season. Tis the season. It was acting up a little bit on Saturday, man. Tis the season. Let's see here what we got. Oh, it was a DFW versus Houston in San Antonio this weekend at the high school state basketball finals. Did y'all see that?
Yes, Duncanville getting it done.
Duncanville got it done. I'm talking about they mollywopped that squad they was playing against. Denton Geyer got it done. It was like 4A, 5A, 6A sweep.
Nice.
DFW versus Houston. DFW has the best hoopers in the state of Texas at this point.
Russian.
Kennedale boys got it done. Shout out to our guy, JP. Remember JP used to work here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his son got the state championship trophy, and I seen JP posting him holding the trophy.
That's badass, man.
Nice.
Yeah, so shout out to that. We're proud of you guys. You made history. Proud of you guys. Dallas Kimball, they beat a Houston squad. I think it was Houston, Washington. 15 dunks. In a high school game by one squad.
15
dunks. That used to be 15 per season.
That's unbelievable. Yeah.
When I played.
That's
more than the history of the WNBA.
Okay. 15 dunks in a high school game, and they would dunk it too, bro. The boys was gliding out there. I was watching the highlights. And I'm telling you, they must have had like that Canelo steaks. The food has got to be pumped with something now. I'm telling you, it's got to be pumped with something nowadays. H-H-H. It's the Walmart chicken. Yeah. Them chicken thighs are a little too thighy. They're too big. They didn't got
some steroids. And they're working. Juicing them, man.
They're juicing. These kids are flying, dog.
Has anybody? I know, Lucius, you've dunked. You there was a time in your life where dunking was realistic
right,
for you.
To dunk, yes.
That's incredible. Nice, I don't know that feeling. But I've also never been dunked on. I've never put myself in that position. Has anybody ever been actually dunked on in a like a rec league game?
No. Dawson did.
Just said, Dawson talked about this like a week or two ago, right?
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, a couple months ago.
He said a week ago. A couple of months ago.
You actually did get dunked on.
Damn.
That's lots tough, dude. Lots of times.
Oh, yeah.
Were you trying to draw the charge, or were you actually trying to go to meet him at the rim?
At the bottom of the net.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, lots of times.
For a while, I didn't know it was that big of a deal, you know?
You just thought it was a run-of-the-mill. Yeah. They just made a shot.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at Dawson taking one for the team.
Ignorance is bliss.
It was. And then at some point, I realized, you know? But this was, like, before the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no phones.
Nobody ran to the gym.
Right? Yeah. It was just something that
wasn't getting yelled out.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I miss dunking, bro. Cary Grant tried to dunk on me one time. I moved on out the way. I let him have it. He tried to get me. Memphis was looking at him. That's how good of a hooper he was.
And you were looking at him sore.
And I said,
you know what, dude? Take it.
The honorable bow out, man.
Yeah, I seen the rhythm on them steps. I said, oh, he's about to dunk. Not me. Not today, bro. Not today. Yeah, shout out to y'all, man. Mansfield Summit got one, too. That's it, everybody. Oh, and DFW is looking pretty good in track.
Yeah.
In track dunk. Speaking of Duncanville, like, we're looking good in track, too. DFW's having a year in high school sports. My Lord. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all making us proud back here.
Salute.
All right, G-Back of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Back Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is a church combo. I think God's trying to tell us something. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie D. Haynes. We have a pastor right here who's leading the church in prayer. And maybe it kind of slipped up a little bit.
We continue to grow spiritually, that you will continue to be the foundation that we build our lives on.
our marriages, our parenting, our hookups, our habits, our fears, our depressions, our anxieties. God, that you will help us build those on.
He hit one of them,
snorting them up.
He tickled himself to death with that one, didn't he?
The guitarist just kept going.
He's playing.
I knew,
We have another pastor right here. His wife takes a shot at men that wash the dishes.
Wow.
I wash the dishes. That's I don't want to wash the dishes. I clean a lot. I don't want to clean a lot. I like it clean. I just don't get help.
Gotta get
so
it
it's
out.
Just me.
I hate dirty things. I do.
Me too.
Hate dirty
me
things.
Too. I'll white glove you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're talking a whole lot of trash. I don't know why you mean it. What is this?
Yeah.
What's this? Are you worried about me?
I can tell you what you had for dinner.
You need to worry about your baseboards. Old, don't worry about me.
The old dust finger.
Yeah, this pastor right here, wife takes a shot at men.
All right, are you heavily
leaning
or what?
I've had testicle torture, man. Am I nuts? What am I nuts?
That is not it. Hold on.
Something
about
that.
That is for later.
Good tease.
Act like you didn't hear that, but it's a great tease. That is for later. Though. Hold on. Here's the pastor. My God.
I married a Hispanic, a Puerto Rican. I was going to help with the dishes. I started the first day we came back from our honeymoon. I thought I'm going to be a good husband. I started doing the dishes. And my wife said to me, and I quote, "What are you, gay?" So that's the one benefit, one of many, of marrying into the outside of the white race. Amen. You're not expected to help with the housework. You're expected to not help with the housework.
He amened himself.
He said amen.
Outside of the white race. Amen. Hispanic,
the
Puerto
white
Rican.
Race.
Golly.
In case you didn't know Puerto Ricans were Hispanic, I'm letting you know.
Oh, my gosh, boy.
It wasn't in the same words, but my wife did nix me at the sink when it comes to doing dishes.
Nice.
I didn't pass the test.
Does she do dishes?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well good for you, man.
No, it's a win. No,
that's
total
a dub,
win.
Bro.
Yeah, total dub. I love it.
Yeah, my girl said, "Oh, you need to stay out of my kitchen." Well, somebody's got to clean it.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to clean it.
Yeah.
And we know it's not you.
You can't say that and then not also do the dishes. Yeah. You know, that's tough.
All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Mr. General Gavin Dawson.
Yeah.
Were you here when I played a compilation clip of New York's Knicks center cat, Carl Anthony Towns?
I don't think so.
When he drives a lane and he doesn't get the call he wants. He thinks he's fouled. He goes, "Oh, my God."
He's crying.
"Oh, my God." Yeah, he cries a little bit. Oh, I'll play it for you. Just get a reminder.
Towns.
Oh, my God.
Mason.
Oh, my God.
Single coverage goes right at Smith.
Oh my God.
I can't say that we're surprised about what's going on right now.
Oh my God. What's the foul?
That's hilarious.
Well, I found something else.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty sure Cleveland fans knew about this. I did not. So I'm going to share it with you. Cleveland Cavaliers center Jared Allen. He likes to celebrate when he gets called for a defensive 3 seconds in the paint. Now, this is something that the team has been doing for a while, like maybe a couple of seasons ago, but Jared keeps it alive. They want that defense to be like clogging up the paint in a sense. So if you get called one or two times, that means you guys have been doing your job. Listen to this man celebrate.
Deontay got a 3 second call in the paint. I'm not sure either.
There's another one.
Shangun on Allen, and a defensive three is going to be called.
Defensive
three. Cleveland, and they're going to give it to Garland.
Yeah, Jared Allen has a thing. He like celebrates defensive threes. That is.
I like what he's got going on, man. Wasn't there a couple months ago he had like the clip that you played where he was talking about we want to play responsible basketball, accountable basketball, or something like that.
I can't remember. It was a real fly little old phrase.
Yeah. What was that word? Son of a gun.
It was really cool. I can't remember it because, you know.
That's weed.
Yeah,
that's
it was
weed.
Like,
you might remember it like 7:30 tonight. Be like, oh, that is.
Yeah, basketball with integrity.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that is.
Of course.
God, I knew it. Samsonite the whole time.
But that's where the coach is telling you it's a good thing if you called for a foul because we want to play physical.
Because we want physical. Yeah. We want that paint clogged up. We have to protect the home paint.
Yeah.
It's what a coach, what's his name? JB?
Bickerstaff?
Yeah.
Ethical basketball.
Ethical basketball.
Yes. Yes.
Ethical basketball.
He's focused on the process.
Yeah,
what he can control.
Yeah, let me listen one more time.
Three seasons at Golden State. Season after that, he was with the Clippers. The 3 second violation is called, and it's on Allen.
Look at the crowd was loving it too.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye on that while you're out there. Comedian Mike Epps thinks it's going to be the Lakers versus Cavaliers for the finals. Mm. You put that out there.
That would not
weekend.
Be funny. Yeah. Yeah, Mike. I don't know. I guess I'll go with OKC out of the West. I'm gonna hold to it. I think the Lakers are benefiting from not playing teams with any bigs that could exploit them.
I can hear you,
but it's starting to look convincing.
That OKC is something else, bro.
Yeah,
they're the only team in the West that meets the Phil Jackson 40-20 theory, where you have to win 40 games before you've lost your 20th game.
Okay,
and it's like it's the Celtics and the Cavs in the East, and then it's the Thunder in the West. So if you go by that, I think like 46 out of the last 50 NBA champions met that requirement.
Man, Phil Jackson, bro.
Winning their 40th game, the Zen Master, just high ideas about basketball.
He's on it.
And a little bit of shrooms right there.
Yeah, hanging out in Montana. Yeah, thinking these things up.
Hanging out at the CBD American Shaman in McKinney.
Clearly. What else did I do? Monday, Friday vibes this weekend. Oh, I was on YouTube looking at police body cam footage.
Okay,
waiting for the college girls, their games to start. So I was like, I'll kill some time. I jumped on YouTube looking at body cam footage.
Watch some other college girls.
Yeah. There was a Florida woman that was accused of biting her boyfriend during an altercation.
Oh.
They both lived in a homeless camp right behind a really nice neighborhood. A really, really nice neighborhood. At least they made the homeless camp in like a great neighborhood. Which I'd be kind of nervous. People just robbing in your house all the time. Just while you're not home, just living in your crib. Anyway, she bit them on the huevos.
Oh.
The nads.
Oh, downstairs mix.
The lamb fries.
Ouchie.
You know, what, you wow. call them, what else you call them? Coin purse.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah, she took a big crunch out of them. So he ran over there to the neighborhood, contacted a neighbor, I guess you would call it. Told him to call the police. He was bleeding and everything, trying to keep his situation together. Funniest parts of this whole video, though, is when the police walked up on the boyfriend as he was outside in some neighbor's front yard bleeding to death.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
All right, are you heavily bleeding or what?
I have had testicle torsion, man. And my nuts, one of my nuts is sewn inside of my sack.
Okay.
She thinks I'm cheating with my nurse practitioner.
Okay.
She
thought I was cheating with my nurse practitioner. I'm a homeless man, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling a nurse practitioner? That's crazy.
She thinks I'm cheating with my nurse practitioner.
Okay.
She just literally tried to remove my nuts with her teeth.
All right. What's your name, man?
We've had a past.
What's
there.
Your name?
There's blood all over the thing, dude. I've been trying to call the phone, keeps dying.
Where's your girlfriend now?
In the woods, man.
She's back in the woods? What does she look like?
She's 4'10", really short, and a hobbit and mean.
4'10", a hobbit and mean.
They can be
got
angry.
She's got blood coming out the corner of her mouth.
Yeah. She's back at her house in the woods.
Yeah. Turning feral. She's growing tusks and hair all over her
I
body.
I would be like, yeah, officer, is it really important my name right now? Can we get this nuts thing figured out and then we can do the formalities later?
You see this emergency I got going on, man? I'm bleeding down here. Bro, it's not asking me about my name. I'm the guy that got bit, clearly. Anyway, when the cops got to the tent this lady was in, boy, she threw a big old fit. She threw a big old fit. She was half naked. They was trying to get her to get her clothes on and everything.
Damn.
They end up making her ride the lightning.
Oh, no.
They zapped her.
May I ask what this is about?
Ma'am, grab a pair of shorts or I'm going to tase you, handcuff you, and take you out of that tent.
Ma'am, are you going to get out of the tent?
Ma'am, either grab a pair of shorts or get out of the tent.
It don't matter how much you try to intimidate, dude.
Ma'am?
I ain't done nothing wrong. Y'all come to me.
Get out of the tent.
I know my rights, dude.
Ma'am, get out of the tent.
Did you hear that charge? Yeah.
Charge that thing up.
Did you hear that charge?
That was full. That was
cartoonish.
That was a full go right there.
It's cartoonish.
Sounds like the DeLorean's about to hit 88 miles an hour.
Wow. Yeah, I thought about a proton pack.
Wow. Yeah.
Tent.
I know my rights, dude.
Ma'am, get out of the tent or I'm going to tase you.
Tase me, dude.
Ma'am.
Tase me.
Get out of the tent.
I bet you won't.
Get out of the tent. Get out of the tent. Now.
When it hit her, she said, S crap.
together. She made a whole new word. She said S-crash. Yep. I know the cops would be like, man.
Get out of the tent. Get out
of the tent now. Get out of the tent.
I didn't resist. I did not resist. I did not resist.
Wait for that. How many teeth do you think that was?
There's no way she's got. I'd put the over under at like probably 14 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the under,
but
by the way.
You can hear the whistle through where there's
You
no
can hear
teeth.
The meth in the throat, and then you can hear the lack of teeth on the way out.
I'm really surprised that that caught her off guard, how painful that was. I figured a woman like that had been tased many times.
When you have rabies and meth in your system,
bet you won't.
Like, what a performance.
Bet you won't.
Act like you've been there before.
Tase me, dude.
Tase me.
All right, man. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow on a Toxic Tuesday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Obey the laws out here. Don't get lit up and ride the lightning. All right? I holler. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation.
Thing says,
that thing is, man.
It's like Patrick Mahomes scoring a touchdown on that Chiefs radio network.
Yeah. We're going to talk some baseball next, Wolf Chuck.
Let's do it. We'll call Sean McFarland, Dallas Morning News, who's been out there at spring training in Surprise. All spring training along. We'll talk with him next in the Nation.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.